Hello, back in York Library today on the Festa Day for Living Books. And today I'm with Joanna, who's an aromatherapy consultant. This is the take two of the session because Mike got a phone call and it suspended the audio boo. So this is going to be a take two of the introduction that we've already had. So you're an aromatherapist?
Yes, aromatherapy consultant. It's different this time, because I'm going to tell you why I'm an aromatherapy consultant rather than an aromatherapist.
Right.
Aromatherapists usually do massage. I've had rheumatoid arthritis and been unable to do body massage, body work at all. So instead of walking away from the whole thing and feeling despairing, I am now using my knowledge of aromatherapy to work as an aromatherapy consultant so that I can share the knowledge of the oils with clients without actually having to do exhausting hand-on work. There.
Yeah, and how did you get into being an aromatherapy consultant? Say it again. Yeah, say it again.
I used to work in media, and at the end of each shoot, I used to be in such a state, I would go and see my friend who started off as a beauty therapist and ended up as an osteopath. And I booked myself for a day of sorting out, where everything would be worked on from my eyebrows down to my bones, just to sort me out and set me up ready for the next nightmare shoot ahead of me. And one time when she was working, she said, "I don't know why you do this job, because you're so miserable. What would you really like to be doing?" And I said, "I want to be massaging pets, small cats and dogs. That would be my ideal." And she said, "Well, why don't you do it?" So I did some research, and the only way I could get to do pet massage was that I had to know human anatomy beforehand. So I signed up for a course of anatomy, physiology and massage, got sidetracked totally away from the pets and got totally absorbed into other aspects of human anatomy, and I think you've got a call.
No, it's low battery.
And low it's battery.
And it's poor, so it's still recording. Yes, right. So you've been booked out twice today.
Yes.
And you'll get another booking in about 3 o'clock. So in 10 minutes, you've got another booking.
Right.
And you've learned a lot. You like talking to loads of people.
Oh, I love it. I love sharing my passion for proper aromatherapy, not the stuff you buy on shelves pre-mixed, not the stuff you can buy that says it's lavender and it will help you sleep. Because there are actually 5 different sorts of lavender. I use 5 different sorts of lavender, and one of them is a total wake-up. So if you put that on your pillow, you'll lie there fretting, saying, "Why aren't I sleeping?" It's because it is a lavender. It's been sold as lavender, but you don't know the Latin name. You know, as a layperson, you don't know the Latin name. You don't know what its effects are. You don't know its chemical makeup.
It's brilliant. Thank you, Joanna. And if you want to book out Joanna and or any of these books, Living Books, they're still going to be showed till 6 o'clock today. And this not only will be once a year at the York Library henceforth. So thanks again. I'm sure we'll be talking to some more people who've lent out and who are Living Books in the next couple of minutes. So see you later and bye.
Bye.